Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 3, we were taught that when the Lord gives a person something to do, and he does it, then the Lord will give him more to do. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A good preacher, a good evangelist, a good teacher cannot shun to declare the whole counsel of God. Christ trusted him first with this message, and then Samuel delivered it. Let's look at verses 19 through 21. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. The Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Wow, doesn't that say a whole lot? You see, when Christ trusted him with this message and he delivered it, the result was that God magnifies him from the people, and he's going to be a prophet in Israel, and the people know it. But that was not known or promised until after Samuel obeyed. You see, my friend, Samuel was dedicated by his mother to God, and that was a good thing. I think it's good when you have a newborn baby to walk that aisle in church and have the preacher prayer dedication over that, to say, all right, we want to see this child saved in an early age. Help these parents to know how to lead this child to Christ and how to teach this child to follow the will of God. And then to pray, to ask the Lord to teach the parents to understand how to recognize the call of God on that child's life and to do everything to make it possible for the child to fulfill that call. So it was good that the parents dedicated this child to God, and that's why Hannah was able, when she weaned him, to give him to Eli, and that she would only see him once a year after that, when they went to Shiloh to make the offering. So that was good. But it is much better that Samuel dedicated himself by saying, speak, for thy servant heareth. Now, my friend, let me ask you something. Are you willing to come to the altar and ask God to speak to you with the idea that you'll obey whatever it is? Not the idea of, well, I'm going to pick and choose. No, don't even go to the altar. You're going to be the one calling the shots. And revival may hinge upon it in your church and perhaps in this country. You see, if I own a 40-room mansion with barns and horses and all kind of toys, I say, okay, Lord, I'm giving it all to you but the den. I want the den for me. Now, I've given the Lord 39 rooms, all the toys, all the horses, all the barns, the house, everything. You see, I'm the one that called the shot. I said, God, I'll give you everything but that. But my friend, God wants it all. Because that makes him Lord when you say, okay, Lord, speak, thy servant heareth. Do your will in and through me. Of course, you can't do that till first he's Savior and Lord of your life. And my friend, if you've not gotten to that point, let me tell you, God wants to save your soul. He really does. And he will save you if you'll come to him and you'll call upon him. Some of you had that childhood decision where you received Christ, supposedly, but really when it comes down to it, you just said the words. You didn't understand that you were being saved from sin, that repentance and faith was a part of this thing. It was more of a daddy or a mommy decision. Now, friend, God loves you. And you got to admit that you're moral and religious, but you're not sure you're saved. You're just a moral and religious sinner who needs saved. All of us sin and come short of the glory of God. Nobody's exempt from that. I'm certainly not exempt from that. Do you realize that come short of the glory of God has the idea of we continually come short of the glory of God? See, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. We continually come short of him. Oh, my friend, there is none righteous, no, not one. Paul said he didn't want his own righteousness. He wanted the righteousness of Christ applied to him. Oh, admit our sinfulness. And then be willing to turn from sin. That is repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And he'll judge the world by Jesus Christ, whom he's raised from the dead. My friend, when you're repenting, you're saying, I can't do anything about my sin. I cannot remove my sin, but I know and believe God can. Jesus paid the penalty. And I'm ready for him to cleanse me of my sin, to take away from me not only its penalty, but its power right now. And then when the resurrection takes place, to even take the sin nature completely from me. Oh, my friend, he'll do that. He'll do that. Next step is to believe that Jesus indeed, when he was on the cross, died for your sin, every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He shed his blood and died for you and was buried. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And now he wants to save you. Do you believe that he did that for you? And you'll take him at his word. Him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out, he said in John 6:37. Acts 4:12 says, there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you realize there was a day when that whosoever, I was able to put my name in there? And I could say, if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord, Andy Bloom shall be saved. But you see, I had to believe with my heart, as Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is the righteousness of Christ. And so, I confess with the mouth unto salvation. In other words, I confess I'm a sinner. I confess that Jesus Christ is God and only he can save me. And I trust him and him alone for my salvation. And doing that, I call upon him to save my soul. And his promise is that he would save you. Now, would God lie? Would the Bible make an error, especially about this matter of the soul? Of course not. So, my friend, why not right now, right where you are, bow your head and ask the Lord to save you? If you're not sure how to do that, I'm going to form a prayer that will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I can't remove it. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin for all time and was buried, dying for me. and 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, you just prayed that prayer and you meant it. Let me encourage you to do these two or three things. First of all, call someone and tell them about it. If you don't have a church or you don't have a Bible preaching church, look in your yellow pages under Baptist, Fundamental, Independent. Call it up. Make sure they don't use the contemporary music. Make sure they don't use any other Bible but the King James. And then ask them, what's the next step? And they'll direct you. Then you can also write us and let us know. We do want to hear that. We rejoice when we hear people getting saved. On our website, we have the booklet, Building Blocks, and you can download it and read it completely. It's a booklet that I wrote. It will instruct you on how to grow in the Christian life. It'll tell you your next steps, and it'll even have questions and answers in there for you. So if you just get in there, it's 10 chapters, not hard reading, and I believe that it will be a big help to you. And then if you don't have access to the Internet, write us, and we'll send you the Building Blocks book absolutely free. Then tell others about our broadcast that they might listen to. Now, if you're a saved person already and you've been listening to this broadcast over the last few days, what about if you're an adult and a parent? Have you taught your children how to pray, how to walk with God? Have you taught them faithfulness? You see, we need parents. We need grandparents. We need teachers. We need church workers that teach the children how to pray, how to meditate on the Word of God, and how to walk with God, and how to witness, and how to be faithful. And I hope that you'll do that. I hope that you will commit yourself, that as you look at the older generation, the generation of your grandparents, and see how we've dropped the ball. And I can say we because I'm there. How we dropped the ball. Maybe you can help the next generation to pick up the ball the Lord's given and to run with it in the direction and according to the will that He has. Oh, I hope that you'll do that. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I pray that you'll ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.